Begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin of Slam Beis. Begin with Amud Aleph, begin with the fourth parak, parak Echidin Mamnes. It says, begins with the words of the Gemara of the Mishnah, Man Bein Din Mamnes Din Vashas. What is the difference between monetary judgment and capital punishment? Which Tesis qualifies, says, Avagav the Shab Mechakir Jewish Adam. Mishnah is saying that they have the same halacha with the types of inspections, investigations, Midach Sivan Rex, and Pasim Mishnah Echid Yelechem Yech, have one judgment. But in the middle of the total beschus v'chayiv, regarding things that depend on innocence and guilt, in lashvayis, and that you cannot compare the delishav within mamnis. That's not applicable within mamnis because it's going to be like chav lachrini. It's going to be you can't say that you only find favor because that's disfavor by the other person. Next time, not to begin with the word the gemara chachin jamechru. We're concerned that maybe it was delayed, so therefore it's kosher. Which Pesach Rashi explains, what does that mean? Echru, the delayed melichta from writing it. Arechad b'nisan until the first of Nisan, and because when they wrote it, b'mokim she'omrim hamazimin in the place where those are mazim, where they actually were, but it was back a few months before, therefore it was valid. So it says b'chinim dachik. Rashi is pushing for nothing because El Yishlem. What you could say is very simply, he did get pasha like we have in Bob Basta of Kof Ayin Alf Manaf. Star shazman it costs by b'shabbes. Yeah, if a document is written that it was as if on the date of Shabbos. We say no problem. It's a late document; it's valid. So b'achinam here also. Shtar zeh. What we're saying is actually nichtav lefnei echad b'nisan shel shmita. It was actually written before this first of nisan of shmita. But malkum hakasa b'shtar in the place where the shtar was written. It was just written a later date. B'nimtz comes like a shigi echad b'nisan shel shmita. She was manei shel shtar lahay b'isem malkum shaholchu. They actually went out in that place, they went somewhere else, but it was originally written back then, they just wrote a later date. Why do you have to say like Rashi, that they wrote it later, and they're writing it on that later date, but the place where it was originally, when they had, which was months before. But then it says, every time we begin to say, so my idiot, why are we picking Mishum the Ichruhu? Oh, because they delayed it. When Mekila Ichruhu Nami Yishla Hakshar. Then even if it's not delayed, it should be valid. The Amar, like the Gemara says, or then Baba Basa Kavayin Beis, iyaditu yoyma da aknisu be. If you know the day that the kinyan happened, kasubu yoyma da aknisu be. So then write the day that the kinyan happened. So b'shem aloy be'echad b'nisan nechta. Maybe it wasn't written on the present nisan. El acher kein. Maybe later than that, but makom akasa boy in the place that was written on it. So why does it have to be even if it's not echru? Why are you saying specifically delayed? The Rabbi Basa tells us that if they saw in a certain day, even at a later time, they could write the story that happened. So here also, it's possible that the Eidim Soba was written in that date. They wrote the Shtar at a later point in time, and they're writing the place of where the date of the writing was, and that's what they're testifying regarding.
So it says, for something to get board, you can answer that. No, the Hochabi here, Bishtar Milvai, we're talking about a loan document. The Ein Lechtav, no, that's not allowed to write El Yom Shinat Beshtar, only the day that you're writing the document. And you cannot write that earlier date like the Gemara Babas is saying, because the Lelik Vem Meshabdish, like it did. Because we don't want you to be able to collect them collateral unlawfully, because it's only when the word gets out. The word only gets out when you write the document, and you can't write the previous date. Which is not the case over there, which is not a Shtar Halvah, it's a Shtar Kin. Now, me, however, so it sounds like Mahacha from over here, the Talinim is suffic that we are suspending out of doubt lahachshar sashtar, like to validate it because of a possibility. Because the Persha Kuncha, now it's difficult to what Rashi says, there is perikam the Rish Hashon, that bezim and alf, ve'in laharachkan, but he says, we don't have to be elaborate over here. Where from our sugya, you see that even mashtar that the Edom are coming to disqualify, we say, oh, maybe it's valid. It could have been like this, could have been like that. But that's difficult. Rashi, beginning with the Rishon, that he explains that the Masakin Rishon of Ashtar is so that we don't disqualify Ashtar Misafik, maybe it's Ashtar Muktim. So you see that Misafik Rashi, that we would disqualify Ashtar.